You're listening to SBS News.
Just over a month ago, United States President Joe Biden claimed that it was unlikely the Taliban would overrun Afghanistan.
So let me ask those who want us to stay, how many more, how many thousands more Americans, daughters and sons were you willing to risk? How long would you have them stay? Already we have members of our military whose parents fought in Afghanistan 20 years ago. Would you send their children and their grandchildren as well? Would you send your own son or daughter? I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
Today, footage has emerged of Taliban fighters in the Afghan presidential palace, crowded around the table, some still gripping onto AK-47s. They've rolled up the national flag and will soon declare a new name for the country, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. The name goes back to before United States forces ousted the group after the September 11 attacks in 2001. Nearly 20 years later, as US and allied forces complete their withdrawal, a complete seizure of power by the Taliban is imminent. The nation's president, Ashraf Ghani, and his staff have fled the country to Tajikistan. An online statement from Mr. Ghani states he fled after the Taliban made it clear they would fight a bloody battle.
Should I stay and face an armed Taliban who want to enter the palace or leave the dear country I dedicated my life to protecting? In order to avoid the bleeding flood, I thought it was best to get out.
Senior Taliban leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar offered his congratulations speaking from Doha.
I want to congratulate the Muslim Afghan people on this huge victory, especially the citizens and residents of Kabul. And I also want to advise and demand from all the Taliban fighters that we have reached a situation that is unexpected and unique. This happened with the help of God, and it must not make us arrogant. Before, we didn't have as much responsibility as we do today, because now we are all tested by God. Day by day, we will get involved in the service of our nation, in providing them with security and hope for the future.
As night fell on Sunday, Taliban fighters deployed across Kabul, took over abandoned police posts and pledged to maintain law and order during the transition. Suhail Shaheen, a Taliban spokesman and negotiator, says the group wants to form an open, inclusive Islamic government.
On the security of the Kabul city, and that the properties of people, the honor, are not harmed, and people are not killed. There, it is important for us to take all the necessary measure for the security of people. We are doing right now. I think an Afghan inclusive government. This is the demand, the will and the want of the people of Afghanistan. They want this government.
However, residents have reported fighting and looting across a city gripped by panic and fear. Abdul Abed says the fighting is getting worse by the day.
With the situation we have right now, there's no guarantee of where the future of Afghanistan is leading to. The fighting is getting worse day by day and the opposition are advancing. I used to work with foreigners and I was not safe. Every day I had the stress of what is going to happen with me.
Chaotic scenes at Kabul's international airport continue as thousands of people attempt to flee. The speed of the Taliban's week-long offensive has left Western powers stunned, with the United States, NATO and Australia having spent billions of dollars on the 20-year war. Now, operations are underway to evacuate officials. The United States evacuated its embassy overnight. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised to continue reparation flights.
A lot of women and girls were educated thanks to the efforts of the UK. Rights, human rights, equalities were promoted and protected in a way that Afghanistan hadn't seen before. Of course, we don't want to see that thrown away. We've already got a large number of Afghan nationals out. We're working very fast on all the UK nationals, on all the consular cases, and they're coming forward in numbers at the moment. But we certainly have the means at the moment to get them out. It's just a question of making sure that they're able to do it over the next few days.
German planes are also on their way, with Foreign Minister Heiko Maas saying the safety of nationals and employees is a top priority.
We're doing everything now to enable our citizens and former local staff to leave in the coming days. However, the circumstances under which this may take place are difficult to predict at this time. That is why we are in close contact with the United States and other international partners and have agreed that we will provide mutual support with the evacuation measures in the coming days. We have helped others and we will likewise accept their help.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison this morning described the scenes as devastating.
But let me remind everyone that the reason we went there was to track down Osama bin Laden. The reason we went there was to stop Al-Qaeda and to prevent the mounting operations from there. And so many Australians, 41 Australians, have lost their lives in that cause. And ultimately, that's the cause of freedom. And for that, we are forever thankful.
Mr. Morrison has been widely criticised for not taking action earlier, with many Afghan interpreters and others who assisted Australian forces still stuck there and likely in danger of being killed or targeted for capture. Townsville-based soldiers in the Royal Australian Air Force are on standby to fly into Afghanistan this week, with Mr. Morrison saying operations will be reviewed today.
Well, since April, 430 likely engaged employees, Afghans and their families, we've been able to already bring to Australia and resettle, anticipating this deteriorating situation. As you know, we closed our embassy in May and moved the Australian personnel at that time. We're continuing with our operations in conjunction with our partners in what is a very dangerous part of the world. Our National Security Cabinet meeting will convene again and review the various operations, but I obviously can't go into detail on that for the safety of those who are involved.
Australia won't be increasing the cap on humanitarian arrivals, but authorities are suggesting Afghan nationals could be given priority. Mr. Morrison says the cause of freedom remains worth fighting for, defending the decision to withdraw after 20 years of military presence and 41 Australian military deaths. That number, however, pales in comparison to the number of Afghan civilian deaths, over 50,000, and another 50,000 militant deaths. The United Nations estimates more than 550,000 Afghans have fled their homes this year alone. The Taliban is so far claiming they will respect women's and minorities' rights and freedom of expression in light of Sharia law, for now saying they don't want to live in isolation and without relations with the international community. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.